Raven's Revelations, Episode 1. Didn't see that coming.
Salutations, sufferlings, and welcome back to Raven's Revelations. Listen well, and I will reveal your horrific horoscopes for the month of December. Sit back, chance a bit of relaxation, as your favorite human diviner of the airwaves, Raven Moonshadow, divines your fickle and foreboding fates. Let me apologize in advance for the suffering I see in your future.
Wait a minute! Not all those horoscopes you've divined are suffering. Just look at Capricorn.
Who unleashed a gnome into my crystal ball chamber?
I'm not just a gnome, Miss Raven. I'm a Snurf Nibblin! A deep gnome! We live in the Underdark with all the scary dark elves and spiders and giant purple worms. I even have a name. Latalia, Jewel of the Sea, Shadow Squasher, Shrimp Flimp, Savior of Unlost Objects, Chatterbucks! The most awesomest, coolest, swankest, flankest, nimblest, most awesomest Snurf Nibble in this side of the world! Oh, but Miss Raven, Diviner Lady, you can call me Lita!
That is what humans call a crystal chamber. You gotta be pulling my leg. You cannot scry anything in these wee points you got. And look at the marble you're gazing at. Any crystal ball smaller than my head is crap. You got any drinks in here?
And dwarf, is it raining demi-humans today?
Oh! Hi, Mr. Dwarf Pole. Oh, I'm not sure about any drinks. Oh, but I sure do see a lot of neato, teeny tiny little sparkly potion bottles and vials. Maybe you can drink some of them.
Why? What have I done to incense the gods that they curse me so?
Oops. Ah, Mr. Goldthumb!
Hey, Raven?
You really need to cease manifesting in my crystal ball like that. We're live on the air. Please, stay tuned for your horoscopes, listeners. But just now, a gnome and a dwarf burst into my crystal ball.
And the broad still ain't giving me a drink.
Lita and Pole are your new followers. Try to think of Lita as a torchbearer plus, and Pole as a caravan guard, though in this case, the caravan is your crystal ball chamber. Also, and you're gonna love this, they are gonna help you read your revelations to our listeners. We have more than just humans and elves listening to our airwaves. It's time to diversify our appeal, sister. The demi-human listeners feel Raven's revelation shows cultural bias. Multicultural, multi-class predictions is the way of the future. So get at it, you three. Break a leg.
Surely, he jests.
Not in the least, sweetheart.
Well, since Miss Raven seems to be busy...
Slamming her head into the... What the jigger kind
Revelation
of...
Revelation table.
I'll read the first one. Ooh, Capricorn. A goat? Sounds tasty. December 22nd to January 20th. Your purse may be empty and winter may rule, but find time to take a cool dip in the pool. Watch out for the woodland creatures, for some may have deceptive features. On the 13th, be tempted not by ferret, nor try it, or you may end up split into a triad. Miss Raven, really? Oh, what harm would a peaceful dryad, protector of forest, trees, water, animals like, you know, ferrets and deer and displacer beasts and all sorts of things and innocent creatures like that do to a nice adventurer?
Well, you're no loss. I heard that when one of them beardless beauties, not that any woman without a beard is a beauty, take their clothes off, even a dwarf sometimes keels over.
That's a nymph, you nit, not a dryad. In any case, the next horoscope is not so bad.
Aquarius, the water bearer. January 20th to February 18th. Joy abounds for those who will bear their loads. Unravel the puzzles. Rebuke the shadows. Rip off the sturges. And by the 31st, you will be rewarded with a reservoir of scrolls.
Let me add it. Oh, you cannot expect me to read what you wrote, woman. I'm gonna take a little dwarven license. Pisces, rotten fish of a month, and you probably deserve every second of it. February 18th to March 20th. Wait till you go to the stables. Or you can try to avoid them, you cowardly fish sign, but soon enough you'll be chasing some stable boy or scullery maid in there for a tumble, and bam! A whole crockload of skeletons will be on ya. I bet you'll be crying for your mummy at the sight of the rattling boneheads. Even you manage to defeat the mouldy pests, which I doubt, you get a nice piece of art for your troubles. By nice, I mean crap. Do you really think skeletons have any taste in art? They don't even have eyes. It'll probably be a noodle craft a bugger stole from some child. But at least you can boil it down to have a romantic dinner with that cheap trick you chased into the stable in the first place. Tip for you, Pisces. If you take your date to an inn, you can request a room without undead.
Gee, Mr. Pole, did the diviner lady really, really write all of that? I was always kind of fond of noodle art.
I'm just getting started. Check out this next one. Aries, a dwarven battering ram. March 20th to April 20th. Aries, you're on fire this month. So's your keep, for that matter. Only your keep is literally burning once a pack of Durgor lay siege to it. Be sure to teach the grey-skinned snappers a lesson when you smite them good. You'll take them down impressively no matter how many fireballs they lob at you. They might leave you a suit of armour for your trouble. It might even be enchanted. But unless you're a dwarf, you won't fit in it. You can sell it to help pay to rebuild your castle. It's your own fault, Ares. You can't tell a dwarf, even a dark dwarf, that his woman is a bloated sow without him taking some revenge. Ah, your lucky day is the 17th. And next we got Taurus. Another animal that... Hey! Oh! Give it a... Come on!
Listeners, I apologize. I have temporarily cast a spell of sleep upon our nice new dwarven companion, Pole.
Holy mesodemon! Did you kill him, Sorceress Raven? When you touched him, it looked like his very life force was streaming from him to you. All that pitch black, dark, coalescing energy.
Listeners, I assure you the gnome is clearly delusional. I cast a mere enchantment spell. Moving on.
Taurus, the bull. April 20th to May 21st. Time to break out your boots of levitation. Even a mighty tauren can be hindered by cities, paths, and dungeons brimming with supernatural slime. But if you are clever, you will be able to eliminate the elementals you meet on the field of combat. And if they are fire, you might be able to turn the slime situation to your advantage. Eternium coins await you, O champion.
Raven, what's this I hear about you casting necromantic spells on the air?
He's totally dead!
Mr. Goldthumb, I cast a sleep spell.
Raven?
Sir!
Now, we all know that necromantic spells are only for late-night shows. This is a family-friendly program.
Of course, sir.
Now, why doesn't my favorite diviner hold up her next horoscope to the crystal ball for me to read? Gemini. The twins. I like those odds, sister. May 21st to June 21st. A fabulous December for the adventurer that relishes combat. Mm-hmm. Keep in tip-top shape because you won't be fighting just one monster. 10 monsters, hundreds, or even thousands. Millions. You better believe it. Swarms. Swarms of millions of biting ants. Battle your way to their queen and you will be rewarded with a solid gold statue. Hope she's a looker. Not bad for a producer. Get back to work, Raven. And no more necromancy until after primetime.
Listeners, our glorious producer, Mr. Verkatsa Goldthumb. And now, Cancer, the Crab. June 21st to July 22nd. This month expect an out-of-body experience, be it through spiritual means, such as your local place of worship, or more likely from all the drinking. Serious drinking. Just don't drink enough to start your local League of Treants on fire. They won't like that. They'll fight back. But for the more anti-nature crowd, a fine trophy can be made of such treants.
Aw, Miss Raven Lady, that wasn't very nice. Do you really hate treants? I should have known after that dryad comment.
I am not here to judge. I only interpret the dice.
Wowee! You're not only a necromancer, a diviner, but an artist too. Miss Raven, Miss, this dragon looks amazing.
Actually, that's supposed to be a lion.
Oh. I thought, you know, with this arrow and with lion written next to it pointing to a gullet meant that the legendary dragon had eaten
just
a lion
the
and like...
Just read the horoscope, Lita.
Leo, the lion, July 22nd to August 23rd. Hey, that's my sign. This month will be hit or miss. Funny, my life is like that most of the time. Gnolls will accost you at every turn. Those are like the hyena people, right? I'm pretty sure they eat flesh. Ugh. Yet the inn will always offer safe refuge and warm hearth. Oh, you know, I could go for some hot chocolate right now. I love it when they keep those tiny little miniature warm glowy fire elementals in your hearth. Your lucky day is the 5th.
Again with the shrieking. My dear, I desire to read just one more of your horoscopes. I think I'm getting the hang of it.
The next one is Virgo.
The Virgin. Excellent. August 23rd to September 23rd. Virgo, sweetheart, keep that jug of water close because you're going to have a sticky time this month. I mean it, literally. While you're enjoying the wintertime holidays this year, you will have a fateful encounter with an elvish stranger. To your surprise, he will bestow upon you an ancient artifact of untold power. To your dismay, that artifact will be the Mucus of Vecna. Sorry, Virgo, sweetie. The only magic item more dreaded than the legendary Head of Vecna will plague you this month. Unlike the other arcane body parts that will happily replace whatever you lob off, the Big V's magic mucus likes to just ooze all over your body for everyone to see. Everyone who's possessed the mucus has been so busy trying to wash it off, they never discovered its powers. Hey, the upshot is you'll look so vile, nothing is going to come close enough to fight you for the whole month. Oh, your lucky number is 15. That's about how many days it will take to wash the demonic snot off. Well, that was quite enough for me for one month. We have to keep our listeners wanting something for January. As my people say, Maramezza.
Half-elf. I mean, next we have Libra. The Scales. September 23rd to October 23rd. What does an orc, a griffin, and a lamia have in common? Your demise if you are not careful on the 7th. But this can be a gainful venture. Each has a treasure in turn. A stone, a bag, and a rope, all magical in nature. Remember to tip your apothecary. No one wants a shoddily mixed potion at an inconvenient time.
Another animal that's strong like a dwarf. You see, horns and beards are alike in the...
Mr. Unconscious Dwarf Pulsar, you're alive!
What do you mean, I'm alive? I wouldn't know if I'm dead. And stop hugging me.
Oh, Miss Nice Divining Ravenly, can Paul please read the next prediction?
This isn't Taurus. Scorpio? Ho, the scorpion. I like that. October 23rd to November 22nd. You're in for an intriguing month, Scorpio. Bah, you wish. The best you can hope for is a cheap tumble in the hay with your stable hand. That's right. I know about your tryst with that cheap trollop. Oh-ho! What's this? That's Pisces' little trick you're bedding among the livestock. You better take care, Scorpio. Pisces took out a crockload of skeletons, so you're a little behind in experience. The fish may not take too kindly to you dipping in the same pond. You got a lucky number, but there's no point in telling it. You're not gonna live to see it once Pisces finds out what you've been up to.
Ooh, me next, pick me. Sagittarius, the archer. Oh, I don't see that many bows in the Underdark. Mostly crossbows. November 22nd to December 22nd. A season for all questions and a question for all seasons. Lion, I made you out of trap. Lion, I hope you don't bite back. Remember, the 14th of December. Best both beast and trap to win armor for your back. That one was weird.
True. And now for today's fateful foretelling. Listeners born on a particular day determined by rolling the mystic dice of wonder will...
I wanna roll it!
Be calm, lass. I'll show you how a dwarf throws the bones.
It's a...
Let me say that. Do you even know how to read? That's one thing I'm proficient in. My father, King Griffin V the Fourth, Wormslayer, taught me about them fancy pants ancient elven numerals. For example, the dice clearly spell X5I, which adds up to... carry the ones... Son of a Fleagle! Bleagin' Foggle! Fleagle, Fleagle, Foggle, Foggle! My older brother was taught all that useless addin' stuff, and I got the readings. That's important! Stupid younger brother got all our mother's brewing recipes.
16. Never mind. The 16th of December. I should have known. As far as adventuring goes, I foresee a boring month. I envy you. Good for those keeping a low profile. I hear many Sagittarian archers stray down the multi-class path of cutthroats, thieves, and assassins. Nevertheless, I'm not here to judge. But beware the barracks. Shirking through the shadows is none other but the unthinkable wolf-ware. Not a werewolf, a wolf-ware. A wolf that can assume human shape. I leave you with this warning. The moon vanishes from the heavens on the 5th of December. Beware. miserable miscreants. That's all we have time for today. Tune in again in January for more torrential tidings. This is your devout diviner, Raven Moonshadow, signing off.
And Latalia, Jewel of the Sea, Shadow Squasher.
Your name's too long, lass. Can't ya see we've only got 3 seconds left? T1.
Raven's Revelations, created by Radia Q. Valier and Alan White.